Is that working? Yep. Okay, let's just pray for God's word before we turn to it. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you this evening for this opportunity to hear your word again. And we ask, Lord, please, that we would set aside our own preconceived ideas, our myths and misconceptions, Lord God, or Father, the lies that we have been taught, and that we would hear what your word says. Not the words that Taddy Gordon says, but the words of the Lord. We pray, please, that your word would do its work. And what is said tonight, Lord God, may be hard-hitting for some people, but we make no apologies for what your word says. And we thank you that your love knows no bounds. So, Lord, speak to us all tonight, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Keith mentioned last week in his introduction to our Sunday night series, this is our new series, and the poster will be out hopefully tomorrow, and it says, Are You Mad With Jesus? And we're looking at well-known events. Now, that may be people even who are not really churched, but maybe who went to Sunday school will have heard some of these stories and will have learned some of these stories from Sunday school days. They're very well-known stories in the Bible. And we're looking at where Jesus, his intervention, made a difference. And so, Are You Mad With Jesus isn't about being angry with Jesus. Mad stands for making a difference. And as we think about how Jesus made a difference in other people's lives and in other people's circumstances, so we want Christians, that's those who have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, to ask ourselves, is Jesus making a difference in me? Is he making a difference through me? Each of the events that we'll cover over the next number of weeks are well known, but we want to see them from the perspective of what difference did Jesus's intervention make. And so tonight, I'm speaking about one of my favorite characters in the New Testament. Everybody has their own favorite characters in the Bible, and all the really holy ones say it's Jesus. Well, Jesus isn't my favorite. Jesus just always tops the poll. But one of my favorites in the Bible is the guy that I'm going to speak about this evening, and he's found in Matthew chapter 8. If you want to turn with that, if you have a Bible with you, Matthew chapter 8, and we're reading the first four verses, and people here will have said, oh, here he goes again about this guy. But I am looking forward to the day when I meet him in heaven. I'll actually find out his name. So in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1, when Jesus had come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, see that you tell no one, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded as a testimony to them. Now, I recently spoke about this man whom we know very little about, other than he was the man who had leprosy. And I'm going to tell you, when you get to heaven, you're going to say, oh, why, you're your man who had leprosy, because we don't know his name. And in four short verses, we read of Jesus prior to this, we read of Jesus having preached what's known as his Sermon on the Mount to a multitude. We're talking thousands of people. Having preached his Sermon on the Mount to multitudes of people, Jesus came down the mountain. He was heading off to somewhere else, and the crowd followed him. And this man with leprosy approached Jesus and simply said, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. In front of everyone, Jesus reached out and touched the man, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately the man's leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said, look, go show yourself to the Jewish priest and fulfill the law as Moses commanded. Four short verses. And we skip over them so often. And we've probably read that story many times, or we heard about this man with leprosy. But let me remind you tonight about what is really going on in these four verses. Firstly, lepers were forbidden to approach other people. They were outcasts from society. They were not permitted by law to go near people without letting them know that they were unclean. And so a leper would have had to put his hand over his top lip and shout as people approached him, "Unclean, unclean, unclean." And this is why I like this guy. In my punk rock days, it was usually the other way around. Ordinary people in society saw me coming and shouted, "Unclean, unclean." But this guy had to warn people that he was unclean. If a priest had touched him, he couldn't have carried out his priestly duties for that day. So firstly, they were outcasts from society. They couldn't go near other people. Secondly, people could stone them. People could throw bricks at them to make them stay away from them if they came too close. In fact, they could, by law, stone the leper to death if they came too close. Thirdly, the lepers depended on the goodwill of others for food and for cast-off clothing. They were people who lived out on the outskirts of towns and villages, and they depended upon maybe members of their family or whatever who would come and leave food and clothing at the outskirts because they weren't allowed to come in through the towns and the cities, and they depended on other people to help them. And fourthly, lepers often died painful deaths, living in isolation, or certainly living among other lepers. Now think about that story again. A multitude of people come down the mountain with Jesus, and a leper just approaches. It didn't happen that way. Leprosy, better known in this day as Hansen's disease, is triggered by bacteria that causes infection of the skin and destroys the nerves. It's spread through coughing and sneezing and by long-term contact with those who have it. In the days of Jesus, people were absolutely terrified of coming into contact with anyone with leprosy, because if they got it, then they would have to leave all of their loved ones behind, leave their homes, and wander about on the outskirts of towns and villages begging for provisions. That was Jewish law. And although leprosy is still about today, I think there's about 60 people a day contract leprosy, it can be treated by a range of antibiotics. But let me turn this around this evening. You see, I believe, and I'm emphasizing this, that I believe there is a different kind of leprosy within our society that can't be treated by medication. And many of us may have it. You see, people have a leprous attitude toward others, in that case, whom they treat like lepers. We can harbor leprous attitudes towards other people whom we treat as if they're lepers. Take, for example, sex offenders. Take, for example, touts. Would you want to befriend someone like that? Would you open your heart, would you open your home to a pedophile, to a drug addict, to a rapist? Would you willingly receive a murderer into your home, a paramilitary, or a prostitute? And yet, if any of these people, or others that we have a leprous attitude about, if any of them humbly approached Jesus, what do you think he would do and say? When this man with leprosy approached Jesus, who was surrounded by a great crowd, anyone in that crowd, if they had seen that this was a leper, had the right by law to pick up stones and throw them at him to drive him away from them. And imagine if the whole crowd were spurred on to do that, the man would have died. So when this man approached Jesus, I believe he did so having seriously thought this through, and he thought to himself, I have nothing to lose, nothing to live for. If Jesus rejects me, or if this crowd stone me, they'll be doing me a favor and putting me out of my misery. So let's consider how Jesus' intervention made a difference. By his intervention, Jesus showed his love for this man, and that he, Jesus, was prepared to receive him as he was. And that is so important. The man didn't have to clean up his act, because the man couldn't clean up his act. He was a leper, and he came to Jesus as he was, and Jesus, in his love for him, was prepared to receive him as he was, but thanks be to the Lord, not leave him as he was. Jesus reached out, touched him, and cleansed him of his disease. By his intervention, Jesus showed this vast multitude the value that he places on every individual person. Even if they have diseases, even if they may be a murderer, a prostitute, a pedophile, a rapist, a drug addict, or whatever, if they humbly come to Jesus, he will receive them. He didn't reject the man's approach, nor did he tell him that he had broken the law by approaching Jesus. Instead, Jesus practiced what he preached. Whoever comes to me, I will not cast away. It matters not what condition or position a person is in. If they humbly come to Jesus, he will receive them. By his intervention, Jesus undoubtedly amazed the crowd who saw the man cleansed. Suddenly it was made known this was a leper, and they all would have moved back. And yet Jesus reached out, touched him, and cleansed him, and they witnessed it happening. They were amazed at what they saw. By his intervention, Jesus would have amazed the Jewish priest to whom the man went to fulfill the law. And you could be sure he went, because he wanted the Jewish priest to confirm that he was cleansed of his leprosy so that he could go back home probably to his family. So this priest would have been amazed, because he probably said, we haven't heard of this from the days of Naaman in the Old Testament. Jesus, by his intervention, would have amazed the man's family, if he had one, and his former friends and colleagues. When he came home and told them what Jesus had done, they would have been amazed. By his intervention, Jesus would lead, this intervention would lead to hope for other lepers. And so when you read in Luke chapter 17 of 10 lepers shouting at Jesus from a distance, now I personally think it was a windy day, and they kept their distance from coming too close to Jesus, because people believed the wind could carry the disease and it could contaminate people and it would spread. And on that day they kept their distance and shouted, Jesus, have mercy on us, cleanse us from our leprosy. And he cleansed all 10, and only one came back to express his thanks. But Jesus' intervention to this leper as he came down that mountain, that word spread like wildfire, and other lepers came to seek Jesus out, because he gave hope to other lepers. Above all, by his intervention, Jesus glorified his Father in heaven. He was breaking into the kingdom of darkness, of sickness and disease and death and pain. And he was showing that he was above it all, and reached out and touched a man and cleansed him of his disease. And that man with leprosy, because of the intervention of Jesus, had his life totally transformed. The Bible, the Word of God, teaches us that all people everywhere are sinners. No one is exempt. Doesn't say all are sinners except for Taddy Gordon. Doesn't say all are sinners except for Eddie Canna. It says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Sin is a bit like leprosy, only with more dire consequences. The leprosy of sin separates people from God, and it leads to death and eternal separation from God in hell. But Jesus came into this world and paid the price for sin by dying on the cross in our place to pay our debt so that people could be cleansed from sin. Jesus loves sinners. He places the highest value on people, demonstrating this by offering himself to die for our sin on our behalf. The good news is whoever approaches Jesus, whoever humbly comes to him in faith, he will receive them as they are. But thank God, won't leave them as they are. Jesus will cleanse you from sin, transform your life, and enable you to live for his glory. Christian, that's how Jesus' intervention made a difference in your life. Just like the leper. So Jesus intervened in your life and you were cleansed from your sin in a moment. But let me ask, because he made a difference in your life, Christian, are you mad with Jesus? Are you making a difference in the lives of others by telling them about Jesus, by showing them love and compassion as you have been shown? Has Jesus taken away any leprous attitude that you may have toward others? You see, when Jesus saved you and cleansed you from your sin, he didn't just leave it like that. He didn't leave you as you were. He saved you so that you could be used by him to reach others with his love and to tell them his word. Christian, are you mad with Jesus? Are you making a difference with Jesus? Let me ask you this. Why not ask Jesus? He's here this evening in the presence of his Spirit. Why not ask the Lord to use you this week to make a difference in someone else's life? That's why he intervened in your life, so that he could use you to make a difference in someone else's. Just like that leper who probably ran after being to the priest, ran home to his family and his friends and his colleagues, and guess what? Other lepers heard about it. And those other lepers decided, we're going to find Jesus, because what he's done for him, he can do for me. What he's done for others, he can do for you. And what Jesus has done for you, he can do for others, but he wants you to go out and tell them that. Maybe there's somebody here tonight or someone listening to our podcast or watching live stream and you're not yet a Christian. Well, let me ask, is Jesus making a difference in your life? Because without Jesus and his intervention in your life, you cannot be cleansed from the leprosy of sin. And that sin separates you from God and will end in death and eternal separation from God in a conscious hell. Now let me assure you, Jesus places the highest value on you. He loves you and he has died for you to pay the price for your sin. If you, like the leper, humbly approach him, Jesus will not reject you or cast you away. If you come to him, Jesus will receive you as you are. But thank God he won't leave you as you are. He will cleanse you from your sin, transform your life, and enable you by the power of his Spirit to live for his glory. Jesus wants to make a difference in your life tonight. And he says, whoever, and that includes you, whoever comes to me, I will not cast away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. What a wonderful Savior he is. It doesn't matter how vile we may think we are. It doesn't matter how sinful we know we are. Whoever comes to Jesus, whoever humbly approaches him just like the leper and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus promises he will not cast them away. He will receive them as they are, but thank God he will not leave them as they are. He'll reach out and touch them and cleanse them from all of their sin. Thank you, Lord, for the full and wonderful salvation that is found in Jesus for whosoever will come to him. Thank you for every Christian who knows what it is to be cleansed from sin. Lord, we sin every day. We fail you on a daily basis because we're still sinners. But Lord, we thank you that as far as you're concerned, our sin is dealt with once and for all. Help us to go out and tell others where they can find cleansing, where they can find healing, where they can find acceptance in Jesus. And may your love envelop them, please. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.